another SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltrie, news writer. Our topic today is trends in the business intelligence market. If you follow business intelligence, otherwise known as BI, you know there's quite a lot going on. But which of these trends are really worth paying attention to? And how should you incorporate this information into your organization's BI strategy? To learn more, I called Bill Hostman, Research Vice President with Gartner, Inc., a Stamford, Connecticut-based analyst firm. Bill has been at Gartner for 5 years and in the IT industry for 15 years. Thank you very much for speaking with me today, Bill.
My pleasure.
What are the top three major trends in the business intelligence market that organizations should really pay attention to this year?
I think one of the first trends that organizations should look at is thinking about how they're going to link together their performance management frameworks. In other words, how they create their strategy, how they create their metrics, and how they tie that with the traditional analyst-driven business intelligence initiatives that typically measure the after-the-fact performance of the business. So bringing together both the strategy and the performance frameworks and the analysis into an integrated framework, which we call the BI and Performance Management Framework, is, I think, going to be one of the essential trends that organizations are going to be addressing in 2007. The second thing that I see organizations addressing in 2007 is around the infrastructure. As you tie together business intelligence and performance management applications, as well as the rest of the data sources that you're going to be using for analyzing and managing your business and making decisions, your infrastructure needs to have a metadata layer, which acts as the glue across the different tools and applications in that business intelligence and performance management framework. That's going to be essential, and it's going to be how you're able to connect together all the different tools and applications, but it's also going to be how you make them configurable and adaptable and changeable. The changes are going to happen in the metadata. They're not going to happen actually within the hard wiring and coding between the applications. And then the third thing I think is going to be interesting and a trend that needs to be addressed by our clients and in the market in general is going to be governance. How does an organization quickly make a change in either a performance metric or some sort of measurement and have that be auditable and have an audit trail associated with that that meets a governance policy bar that's being set oftentimes not by the IT organization but could be set by the finance organization or an audit board or even perhaps by some external regulatory organization. So I think those are the three big drivers, the connection together of business intelligence and performance management initiatives into one overall framework, the infrastructure and the metadata to tie together the different tools and applications necessary to deliver on that framework. And then number three is addressing the governance compliance issues associated with change management with that framework.
Next, I'd like to discuss some advice I read from Gartner BI analysts. The recommendation was to change the way that BI is integrated into business processes. That conceptually makes sense, but like some of the earlier trends you mentioned, it seems like it could be a large and daunting task.
It is a large and daunting task, but I think the way to think about it is to shift the focus of business intelligence from being an IT-delivered technology to making it a core business competency. And clearly there's going to be different levels of maturity associated with that transition, starting with just a single project, being aware that you need to develop those skills and competencies, creating that vision around how that set of skills and competencies integrate into the people and processes associated with managing the business. And then there's the organizational structure, which is bringing together, the information management and analyst specialists more closely with the business users and making it more of a collaborative organization rather than, two distinct organizations. And I think that's going to be key is, traditionally we've seen that IT has been involved in managing business transactions. And I think the shift is going to have to occur around optimizing collaborative decision-making interactions rather than just managing volumes of business transactions efficiently. And so that's a skill, that's a competency, and that means you have to think more around information management and analysis rather than again, traditional technology focus.
Is Gartner still recommending that organizations create a BI competency center?
At the part of this transformation of making BI a core competency is this organizational construct that we call a business intelligence competency, which provides the thought leadership, the program management, the funding, the standards, the technology vision and architecture for really optimizing this collaborative decision-making process within an organization. The key to the competency center is, you know, having the right people that understand the information architecture, the process and change management associated with making business intelligence a success. The other key essential part of the competency center is that it reports to the right level of sponsorship within the organization, because you're talking about business strategy, business metrics, business transformation, measuring the business, having performance metrics in place, standards, funding. You're talking about significant issues that oftentimes will end up reporting to the COO or in some of the smaller organizations directly to the CEO. Again, making it a core business process rather than just a technology initiative.
Can you offer any parting words for people tasked with developing or updating their organization's business intelligence strategy this year?
I think the one trend is to think about the framework that you're going to be delivering on and moving it from traditional data warehousing and reporting and starting to think about managing an analytic application portfolio and the change management associated with bringing those analytic applications into more processes, and then tying the results of those analytic applications to the strategic metrics that are driving the business forward. I think that's going to be absolutely essential for business intelligence and performance management to be successful within organizations in 2007.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Bill Hostman, Research Vice President with Gartner, Inc. To learn more about Gartner or Bill Hostman, please visit their website at gartner.com. To learn more about business intelligence at searchdatamanagement.com, check out our coverage of the Gartner BI Summit or read the results of Gartner's Magic Quadrant for BI Platforms. If you have a specific BI question, pose that question to a searchdatamanagement.com expert in the Ask the Expert section of our website. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to our BI Bulletin newsletter to get regular updates about new articles, case studies, and information about business intelligence. You can find links to all of these resources on the download page for this podcast. Once again, I'm Hannah Smoltrie, newswriter for searchdatamanagement.com. You've been listening to a podcast briefing about BI trends. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.